Blog Talk Radio.
Third and the fourth, it was me, Big Dog, and the Edgard Posse.
was deep. All my pockets from the O flew up, and they was playing that dunky stuff. Getting high with some brothers from Miami and Cleveland, kicking back, talking about we ain't leaving. BX, we ain't going nowhere. We gon' stay here another day, you know. Just another day. You know. I guess I get through and roll back to the old town. Ride with the Cadillac Club, so, you know, FROG, old school. Too clean in the house, bitch. QD3 on the beat. I wanna say what's up to little girl. My partner D, what's up, D, baby? All my partners in the pen. North County, Santa Rita. My brother Wayne Lowe. Just another day. Bitch.
Sunday, July 12th, 2009. Good afternoon and welcome to your Sunday here on BTR. I'm Vince. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Just open the chat room. Your calls, as always, take priority. The number, once again, 347-826-7667.
Ich
Oh, and again, another song that just ends abruptly, and I've always got my mic on mute, and so once again, I am not on point right now. I just had my first caffeination shot of the day, and apparently that's not enough. I think I'm going to have to re-up here, yeah. 347-826-7667. It's Vince here with you. Vince in the Bay. That's Big Vince in the Bay. Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK, and down to LA. Joining me on my regularly scheduled program, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. at Atlantic. Eastern, and 9 p.m. Central. It's a mega show, Monday through Friday, right here on BTR. This is my special impromptu Sunday edition of not mega show. This is just some bullshit. I might do a show later tonight. I don't know. I've done like four shows in the last 24 hours or some shit like that. So, anyways, Beneath Everything in the building, in the chat room, what up? On what you pulled a Wayne, LOL. Yeah, man, I guess I pulled a Wayne. I don't know what that means. But dude isn't smoking weed anymore. That's, at least that's the word on the street. And I'm a little bit skeptical as to why exactly Mr. De La Ghetto is doing a fast on weed, because he says he's doing it in solidarity with Abu, but I think there's a different motive behind it. I think he's trying to show off to Tasha, maybe. I don't know. Prove that he's not just some whacked out stoner, that he's got some more substance to him, but besides that, it's kind of like Cypress Hill deciding to do one record about being sober. You know, that's kind of what I think about with Wayne De La Ghetto taking a hiatus from smoking. It's kind of like Cypress Hill doing like a Don't Do Drugs record. It's like, okay, if you got to get that Don't Do Drugs record out of your system, fine, do it. I won't buy it. I won't listen to it. I'll wait till you come back and do another record about smoking weed. Speaking about not smoking weed. Oh yeah, okay. So 59150 says that he smoked yesterday. Of course he did. He's already violated that shit. You know he did, because he's a real stoner. There's no way. There's no way, dude. It's impossible. Anyways, I got a song here, a track I'm gonna send out to Wayne De La Ghetto. I hope he's listening somewhere. If not, I'll play this another time. But this is off the new Mr. Fab mixtape. This is No 420 here on your Sunday afternoon show here with Vince. Give me a call, 347-826-7667.
I'm in love with this girl.
Redheaded, yeah, your girl bedhead.
Scream. The first time she was hit, I didn't know how to roll, so she wasn't that thick. It was me, D, and B, my childhood clique. We ran a train on this girl, man, she burnt my lips. I laughed at it. One of the homies was asthmatic, so he coughed so hard, she never was passed backwards. Good times, most of them was forgot. My joints turned to blunt, my blunts was full of pot. Her eyes changed colors from brown back to green, light green back to purple, to that in between. So fine, so fire, I seen her make the hardest dudes go retire. Put their hands up and say that they quit, all from one hit, man, I love it. Sugar honey, I see I'm done though, I'm leaving my wife be. She said, why would you leave me alone? Trying to do right, trying to do good. She said, why would you leave me alone? I can't afford being stuck in the hood. She said, why would you leave me alone? Really, 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 really wanna know. She said, why would you leave me alone? Cause I don't smoke no more. Man, I'm fighting hard, but she know how to seduce me. I'm peace on this girl, but she ain't trying to truce me. This
your mind frame. I swear she trying to juice me. I love this girl, I swear she like Lucy. Dark skin, hard to break down like science. No alliance, never will she listen, she defiant. She a tyrant, man, she a ruler of many. A prostitute, some like a fat, some like a skinny. Some mix her up, but I never did it, Remy. Some nights after sex, man, I go straight to Denny. She give me appetite, that's why I ain't skinny. Had it too many nights, way too many. So fine, man, she so fire. I seen her make so many dudes retire. Put their hands up and say that they quit. All for one hit, her love is a sh. She said, why would you leave me alone? Trying to do right, trying to do good. Why would you leave me alone? I can't afford being stuck in the hood. She said, why? With a glare, dabbing skin, glow, shoulder length hair. Sesame fair, wouldn't mind having an affair. So much good loving, wouldn't mind if she shared. Wish she had a twin, girls don't come in pairs. Thighs, breasts, and wings, she flying in the air. Sucker was a thought, so why even care? Flat tire love, get some ride in a spare. Apples and oranges, she bananas in pairs. Lions and tigers, she dragons and bears. I gotta leave her alone, I know it ain't fair. Cause she had me too high, too way up there. Man, she's so fine, so fire. I seen her make the hardest dudes retire. Put their hands up and say that they quit. All for one hit, her love is the sh. She said, why would you leave me alone? Trying to do right, trying to do good. Why would you leave me alone? I can't afford being stuck in the hood. She said, why would you leave me alone? Really, 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 really want to know. She said, why would you leave me alone? Cause I don't smoke no more. It's like the weed be calling me, man. She be talking to me, man. I be trying to fight my addiction, man, you know. Like I'm not smoking right now. And I want to contradict myself and say, I'll never smoke again. So if you hear me talk about smoking, man, it's, she got me. Mike Williams. Yeah. It's crazy, man. Fight your addiction, man. Don't let it get you. The grind is a terrible thing to waste. We got to stay focused. DJ Screen, Mr. Fast.
Yep, there it is, another fucking track that ends very extremely abruptly. It's off Mr. Fab's latest mixtape. That's why it cuts off like that, because you're supposed to, a mixtape, you're supposed to just like hear it flow all the way through. But we're not going to do that here. I was just dedicating that track to Mr. Wayne De La Ghetto, who apparently quit smoking for in solidarity with Abu and his sex strike. Abu's up to, I don't know, like almost 200 days without some pussy. So apparently Wayne De La Ghetto is not going to smoke weed until Abu gets laid. But I don't buy it. You know, when a stoner like De La Ghetto says something like that, it means one of two things. Either he's out of weed, or he's out of weed. And that's what stoners do when they don't smoke for more than like 5 or 6 hours, and they're out of weed. They start saying, "Oh, I'm gonna quit smoking." Yeah, I quit. No, you just quit until you re-up tomorrow. Anyways, I think I have 59150 on the line. I don't know. Let me check. 414.
You know what it do, man.
Oh.
It's just your boy. I got it. Wayne De La Ghetto himself. Wayne De La Smoke Free. Wayne De La Just Say No. Wayne De La Hypocrite.
Wayne De La just passed me the fucking blunt.
Hey, I ain't smoking right now. That's
what the fuck up, Fraggles?
God damn, we got loud Fraggles in the premises. Gotta excuse us.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know.
How's that smoking strike coming along, Wayne?
Well, if the folks know, we got a smoke session special coming up later on tonight. 11 o'clock our time, you know, in place at a side bar. And I'm gonna call this show The Relapse.
Uh-huh.
I might have to, you know, get some Eminem tracks or something to go with it. Because, Wayne is off the wagon. I promise not to smoke until Boo got some, but I intended on getting a Boo some. And that was my whole plan. You know, it was like some double talk shit going on. But a Boo jumped off the program. He went dark. He missing in action. He said he ain't down with getting drunk, finding a bar fly at who looking for somebody at closing time. He said he wasn't with the program.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't heard from the booth for like 2-3 days, man. It's been crazy. And then there's this DeFalco, you know what I'm saying, conspiracy going down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we need to put a blast out right now that if anybody is in touch with Abu right now, or Abu, if you're listening, call into the show.
I'm going to try your motherfucker to say something, nigga.
Yeah, that's Petey Green 5915. I forget what his moniker is today.
5915. You ain't shit, 5915.
Hey, motherfucker. So, you know, he's getting a snap on back there because Brad was getting out of line. And Brad was putting set. Or else, you know what I'm saying, they won't eat the stuff that the Dozers deal and the whole Fraggle ecosystem.
Get your ass back to this motherfucker.
Yeah, we ain't driving.
Oh, man. This is not right, Wayne. This is supposed to be. We're supposed to be. I'm supposed to be calling into your show right now. You should be wrapping up smoke session right now, and instead, it's come to this. I've had to spontaneously throw up a show because I need to fill my smoke session void.
Hey man, go on and do that, and I could tell folks, you know, that I stepped out from the smoke session for a day, renamed to something else, you know, another Aaron Lewis host, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, good luck with that, dude. Good luck with that. It's like, did you hear my analogy with Cypress Hill? Oh, I was saying Dwayne De La Ghetto doing a smokeless smoke session is kind of like Cypress Hill taking a time out to do a record about being sober. Like Cypress Hill just saying, all right, for one album, we're just going to do a record about not doing drugs.
I want to get sober.
It's like, yeah, it's like taking a reformed drug addict to a Grateful Dead concert. All right, I can't tell what's going on. You guys are confusing me. I'm going to go into this track. We'll be right back.
You bitch ass niggas, as high as Wu Tang get. I'll allow us pop this shit, just like black shoe fit. If you can wear it, but don't fuck with it. Yo. Too many songs, weak rhymes is mad long. Make it brief, son, half short and twice strong. No doubt you took time searching. Eventually, it was prime urgent for you to examine the rhyme merchant. Lace MCs with styles when they rhyme drunk. On a label hunt until 20,000 out the trunk. 8 diagram sword swinging on my tank force. RZA throwing the disc, but then changed the bank source. It can't flow. Must be the speech impediment. You got lost off the snare, off impeached the president. Whether in Amsterdam, smoking 7 grams of green, venue packed. 1,000 white teams and tight jeans. This witty, unpredictable shots. Critical to analytical analogy. Insurance policies, why? Said he know that sound, didn't find a note. Couldn't recognize, bash him the fuck behind the ropes. Too many dope niggas I see starving. Catch a single deal, a possible plea bargain. Boom slang, regardless to whom or what. 5 mics, 5 nights, hanging from the balcony, dropping 25 flights. A fugitive bass playing rap czar. Smoked the cigars, Prince on the strings of his guitar.
F.I.S. Wu Tang get a lot. Allow us pop this shit, just like black shoe fit. If you can wear it, but don't fuck with it.
Y'all got a hold on ya, doing exactly what the fuck a marijuana. This nigga nasty, deep in a dirty dungeon, bugging, loving the way these rhymes keep coming at you, splash ya, get your headpiece fractured with killer cuts from the Shropshire, slash ya, rip shit up. Got this whole thing mastered. Show nothing, MC, too good to be touched. John, bring the phenomenon, I co-crush. MC, inferiorities, they froze up. Ice cold, as we move on, saga unfold. Captivated by a saga that go untold. Like go bang finger, caught up in a cliffhanger. Yo, INS, another kill red. Danger, bring out the vest. Now it's tactical warfare, it's on here. Come with your shield and hardware. If he on here, don't ever roam in the naked city. Even your story's none pretty. Bomb him with the witty, unpredictable. Conditioning be critical. Piece the tent, getting high on your physical. This next drink is a toast to your memory. When I go, how many niggas gon' remember me?
As high as Wu Tang get, I'm all out, let's pop this shit. Just like black shoe fit. And you can wear it, but don't fuck with it.
Oh damn, that did that just cut out right there? What the fuck? Is that how that song ends too? Oh my god, it's a total conspiracy. I swear to god, every single track I have on my BTR thing just ends, like cuts out like hard like that. Because I pick stuff from like Epic Records that you really have to experience as a record. You know, like Woo Forever is like a fucking epic hip-hop journey. It's like a hip-hop fucking opera. You know, you just can't just like listen to tracks like that out of context. But I want to say what's up to everybody in the chat room, Beneath Everything, Sexy Mojo, and Thick Things, holding it down. Stevie Mac, the comedian or whatever dude, popped in for a second, and he bailed. Sorry we couldn't do anything for him. If he would have just been a little patient, the ladies would have come through like they are now, Sexy Mojo and Thick Things holding it down. I want to thank Wayne De La Ghetto for making a cameo there. Of course, this is around the time we would normally be doing smoke sessions, and we were discussing how Dr. Wayne De La Ghetto is abstaining, or quote-unquote, or you know, put quotes around abstaining, because with a guy like De La Ghetto, abstaining means a little, something a little different than what it might mean to you and I. But I played that fab track called No 420, and I went out to De La Ghetto for abstaining from the 420, allegedly because he's in solidarity with Abu, who's going on 200 days without getting laid. We're trying to get together some funds to support Abu and get him laid. We're hoping to put together a package to send Abu, all expenses paid, to Las Vegas, Nevada for one night that he will never forget. We're going to vote on which porn star we think we should set Abu up with, because we're not going to leave that up to Abu, because he's notorious for not acting in his own self-interest a lot. So we're going to make the decision for him collectively as a group, democratically elect one porn star that we're gonna ante up and have her show Abu the night of his life. So we're holding it down here. We're coming up on 2 o'clock here, so we might have some new listeners jumping on. Some shows will be winding down now as we hit the top of the hour. We'll take your calls here at 347-826-7667. I'm going to try to just mix things up here musically. I kind of feel obligated to play like smoking tracks, because like this is normally when I would be in the smoke session, and due to the fact that there's no more smoke session apparently, because it's going to be the smokeless session, which I just can't wrap my head around that concept. So I don't know. I just feel kind of obligated to fill in the gap here. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'm going to take a little break here. Come right back with your calls. I'm going to jump into the chat room here with you after these messages.
Who is this superhero? Sarge? No. Rosemary, the telephone operator? No. Henry, the mild-mannered janitor?
Could be. Hong Kong Phooey, number one super guy. Hong Kong Phooey, quicker than the human eye. He's got style, a groovy smile, and a mob that's
just won't stop. When the going gets rough, he's super tough with a Hong Kong Phooey chop. Hong Kong Phooey, number one super guy. Hong Kong Phooey, quicker than the human eye. Hong Kong Phooey, fan-rific.
Say yeah, boy.
McLean. You have just been entertained by Rodney O and Joe Cooley. The real McCoy is making much noise. Ain't that right, General Jeff?
Yeah, boy.
Sunday afternoon here on BTR. Big Vince in the Bay, locking it down with you for another hour and 20 minutes here. I want to thank Wayne De La Ghetto, Thick Things, 59150 for coming through, saying what's up. I guess Milwaukee music is going on right now. Did not realize that was going on. So we might pop in over there on my program and simulcast for a little bit, check in with those dudes, see what's going on with Abu. But as always here on the show, your calls take priority. Give us a ring-a-ding here at 347-826-7667. Another thing I want to get into is I got a call this morning from a chick, and I can't tell who it is. I honestly can't remember who this girl is. She's in L.A. right now. I can't remember if she's somebody I met at BTR, if I met somewhere down in L.A. I don't know. I can't. Does that ever happen to you where, like, you'll meet somebody, maybe for chicks it probably happens all the time, where you, like, meet a dude somewhere and you, like, forget about him, and he gets your number, and then all of a sudden he just calls you randomly? That's kind of what's happened with me. This chick calls me this morning. She's like, oh, I'm downtown. I just got kicked out of this Mission Ale House or something. And so I'm calling to see what's up. And I was like, who the fuck is this? Like, she's calling off an L.A. number. And so I don't know. I don't know who it is. And you know how it is. It's kind of like a Seinfeld thing. Like, you're afraid to say, hey, who is this? But I've kind of like I called her back already and was like had a conversation with her, and I tried to do it in this sort of roundabout way to try to get the information out of her, but I couldn't. I still couldn't tell. I talked to her for like 5 minutes. I couldn't tell who she was or how I knew her. But apparently she knows I'm up here in the Bay Area, but she's down in L.A. So I don't know what to do. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm gonna call her on air and try to work through this myself, and maybe you can help me on the side in the chat room, like ask her questions to kind of like figure out how I know her and where I met her. But I gotta set that up. I'm gonna put that on conference, so I'm gonna do that in a minute here, and then after that if nobody calls in, we'll pop into Milwaukee Music, see what's going on over there, simulcast, talk with those dudes, see what's up. But as always, your calls take priority, 347-826-7667. And I'm going to go into some music here and be right back and hopefully find out who this mystery woman is right here on BTR.
Four.
fugitives on the run. FBI sources tell us that the four are headed 100 miles to their home base, Compton.
Maybe a motherfucking is.
So I can tell you why
I'm running with my brothers, headed for the home base. With a steady face on the face, the jet reach race. The road ahead goes on and on. This shit is getting longer than a motherfucking marathon. Running on, but never running out. Stand by. And if I get tired, I can still try out a hitchhike. If that's what it got to. But nobody's picking up a nigga with an attitude confused. No, but Dre's a nigga with nothing to lose. One of the few that's been accused and abused of the crime of poisoning young minds. But you don't know shit till you've been in my shoes. And Dre is back from the CBC, dropping some shit to D.O.P.E. And any motherfucker that disagrees, stop it, running hard, hauling ass. You're stopping a nigga known for having a notorious past. My mind was slick, but drip was too quick. Now the FBI's all
got
over the shit.
Got
the
sick and running since they fired the gun and started the clock. That's when the E jumped off the starting block. 100 miles from home and yo, it's a long stretch. A little sprint, motherfucker, that they won't get. Yeah, back to Compton again. Yo, it's either that or the federal pen. Cause niggas been running since the beginning of time. Taking a minute to tell you what's on my motherfucking mind. Running like I just don't care. Compton 50 miles of joke, I'ma get there. Arch in my back and on a straight drop. It's like Carl Lewis, I'm balling the fuck out. From city to city, I'm a menace as I pass by. Ripping up shit just so you can remember I'm a straight up nigga that's stunning, gunning and coming. Straight at your ass, 100 miles and running.
One goes out to the four brothers from Compton. You're almost there, but the FBI has a little message for you.
Good luck, brother.
Running like a nigga, I hate to lose. She showed me on the news, but I hate to be abused. I knew it was a setup, so now I'm gonna get up. Even if the FBI wants me to shut up. But I got 10,000 niggas strong. They got everybody singing my fuck the police song. And why they treat my group like dirt, that whole fucking family is wearing our t-shirts. So I'm a wrestler, I can't run no more. Cause it's time for empty rent to settle the score. I got a urge to kick down doors in my grave like a slave. Even if the rain pours, clouds are dark and brothers are high. Dick trickling, the funny motherfuckers are right. Started for violent, yo, what couldn't take it? So now it's four, cause the fifth couldn't make it. The number's even, now I'm leaving. But never getting kicked by a bitch with a weaving. Burn the troops are right behind me. But that's so fucking stupid, done never.
One more mile to go through the dark streets, running like a motherfucker on my own 2 feet. But you know I never stumble on last glass. I'm almost home, so I better haul ass, tying up everything in sight. It's a little crazy motherfucker driving the search light. Now all that chasing shit is turning. Four motherfuckers going crazy with 100 miles of run.
Black
lie, cause the dope man hit her. Let that slide and you paid no mind. Fine that he's slapping you all the time. But that's okay, cause he's so rich. And you ain't nothing but a dope man's bitch. Do what he say and you keep your mouth shut. Popping that track might get you fucked up. We'll sit and cry at the dope man strike you. He don't give a fuck, he got two just like you. There's another girl in the dope man's life. Not quite a bitch, but far from a wife. She's called a strawberry, and everybody knows strawberry. Strawberry is a neighborhood hoe. Do anything for a hit or two. Get a bitch around, she fucked the whole damn crew. It might be your wife, and it might make you sick. Come home and see her mouth on the dope man's dick. Strawberry, just look and you'll see her. But don't fuck around, she'll give you gonorrhea. And people out there not hip to the fact that strawberry is a girl selling pussy for crack. Pussy. Searching for a piece of rock. Joseph for a hit and you're looking for more. Just throw the Alpine out of Easy 6-4. You need to ask book cause it's out of this earth. Can't get a 10-piece, need $1.50 worth. Knucklehead nigga, yeah, you turn into a crook. But swear up and down, boy, that you ain't hooked. You beat the friend up and you whooped his ass long. Cause he hit the pipe till the rock is all gone. You robbing and stealing, bugging and illing. Why the dope man's dealing? What is healing your pain? Yo, she's a berry, let's run a train.
Man, I wouldn't touch that bitch.
Me neither. I'll go home and watch out your beaver. And niggas out there messing up people's health. Yo, what the fuck you gotta say for yourself?
Well, I'm the dope man, yeah, boy, wear corduroy. Money up to here, but unemployed. You keep smoking that rock, and my pocket's getting bigger.
Yo, got that 5-0 double up, nigga.
Yeah, high rolling, big money, I'm folding. On my tip for the dick I'm holding. Strong strawberry jocking me so early. Hope you wanna hit, you gotta get your knees dirty. Now that's my life, that's how it's cut. Hey, dope man,
bitch, shut the fuck up.
Gotta make a run, it's a big money deal. Gangsters got the fake, but you can get the real from the
dope man, dope man.
Yeah, that's me.
Dope man, dope man.
Yo, can I get a G?
Dope man, dope man.
As much as he can.
Fuck this shit, who am I?
The dope man.
Mr. Dope Man, you think you're slick. You sold crack to my sister and now she's sick. But if she happens to die because of your drugs, I'm putting in your culo a 38 slug.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick you out.
Man, you've been doing all this dope producing. You ain't had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
I'm expressing with my full capability, and now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it gets funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what? I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well, I'm dropping English. Even if Yella makes it a cappella, I still express, yo, I don't smoke weed or sex. Cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel.
Spread yourself.
Because they
in. Watch a brother blend dope rhymes with no help. There's no vesting against it while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go. They know others say rhymes but fail to be original, or they kill where the hip hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. Some musicians tough at home but get to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you will hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show they go looking for the dope man, or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth as long as you make a note to spread yourself. Expression is the big part of it. You ain't efficient when you flow. You ain't swift moving like a tortoise, full of rigor mortis. There's a little bit more to show. I got rhymes in my mind embedded like an embryo or a lesson, all of them expression. And if you start fessing, I got a Smith & Wesson for you. I might ignore your record because it has no bottom. I get loose in the summer, winter, spring, and autumn. It's Dre on the mic getting physical, doing a job in WA is the lynch mob. It's a macabre, but you know you need this. And the knowledge is growing just like a fetus or a tumor. But here's the rumor, Dre's in the neighborhood and he's up to no good. When I start expressing myself, yellow planet, cause if I stay funky like this, I'm doing damage. Your armor be too hype and need a straight jacket. I got knowledge and other suckers lack it. So when you see Dre, a DJ, on the mic, ask what it's like we're getting hyped tonight. Cause if I strike, it ain't for your good health, but I won't strike if you just spread yourself.
Back here on your Sunday afternoon BTR experience. I want to thank Beneath Everything and Michael Jackson's Ghost for chopping it up in the chat room. Well, at least for MJ's Ghost for chopping it up. Nice to see Beneath Everything laying low in the cut, as always. MJ G was talking about how he used to play NWA on his boombox. And Metallica, and asked him, what about, he was in more into hip-hop. Slayer, he wasn't so much into Slayer. I had loaded up a bunch of Slayer on my BTR, actually, yesterday, because Slayer was doing a show over here with Marilyn Manson last night, and I worked not too far from where they have the concert, so I could hear the show basically from the balcony of the office that I work in, and it was, the crowd was going nuts, and so I loaded up some Slayer, and yeah, I'm more into hip hop too, especially when Slayer came out. I was more into like EPMD and Eric B and Rakim and De La Soul and Black Sheep and all those bands, Public Enemy, Stetsasonic, Run-DMC, Beastie Boys, all those people, that was what I was into. But what was cool is, like, when the Beastie Boys were doing their shit, Rick Rubin was producing them and producing Slayer at the same time, and Slayer was fucking badass. And I'm going to get into some Slayer then, since I'm talking about it. And you know, when you go back to the old Slayer, like, the Rain and Blood Slayer and South of Heaven and that era Slayer, it kind of almost sounds like it is hip hop. It's kind of like it predates like a band like Body Count. Michael Jackson, how old am I? I'm 36. So we're gonna go into a track then. This is cool. This is a good setup. I'm still gonna call this chick. I'm trying to figure out who this chick is. I got this phone message. I should play the phone message real quick. All right, this is the message I woke up to this morning. Hopefully you'll be able to hear it. Let me play it here.
Hi, it's Sunshine from Mother's Day. I got to San Jose and I got to the Mission Ale House and I got kicked out of the Mission Ale House. Oh my gosh. What do you think of Park? You need to please be here so you can document something. I have a pink flamingo for you. Oh, I don't know what this number is. It's a 951 area code if it showed up. That's me for right now. Okay. I hope you're here because you need to see something at the festival around fireworks time. Okay. Bye.
I don't know if you could hear that, but basically she said, this chick left me this message, said, this isn't my phone, I'm borrowing this phone, I'm looking for a pink flamingo. She's totally talking in code. I totally recognize, there's something going on here. She's saying she got kicked out of Mission Ale House. Mission Ale House is in San Jose, it's in downtown San Jose, and she says she'll meet me at the festival around fireworks hour. I have no idea what that is. So that's the setup right there. This chick, I have no idea who the fuck she is. And I'm going to call her back here in a second and do it on the air. I got to set up the conference call thing. So I'm going to play some Slayer while I do that. What's a good one? All right, we're just going to do some classic Slayer here on your Sunday afternoon BTR with Vince. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Be right back. Thank you. are. Sincere with you. On a vanglorious Sunday afternoon, another song that ends just abruptly because it goes into the next song and fucking kicks your ass some more. This is Vince here with you. Got another hour to kick your ass this afternoon on this beautiful sunny Sunday afternoon. Now, I just want to get you up to speed. I am about to call a female friend of mine who I have no idea who the fuck this bitch is. She sounds cool. She sounds sexy. I hope I had sex with her. I don't know. If I did, I hope I did a good job, and that's why she's calling back. I don't know. But I have on the line with me to join me in this endeavor, Miss Sexy Mojo. What's up, Sexy?
Hey there, Vince. So you don't know this chick?
I think I do know her. Okay, this is the thing. I'm really confused. Really, really confused. I get this message. It's from a Temecula area code. Now, I was seeing this girl when I lived in L.A. for a little while. I was seeing this girl in Temecula, and so that throws me off from the beginning because I'm like, oh, it must be her. But I know she's seeing another dude, and like I chat with her online and stuff, and she don't call me. She's not gonna call me. So I don't think it's her. So that, but that threw me off to begin with. So I was like, in that mind frame when I saw the number, and then when I played it back, I was like, wait, this doesn't sound like her. Who the fuck is this? And she's talking about how she's at the Mission Ale House, and she met me on Mother's Day, and she's looking for some pink flamingos, and she's like talking in code almost. And she's telling me she's going to meet me at the fireworks at the festival downtown. And she's talking about the Mission Ale House, which is in downtown San Jose. So it makes me think she's in San Jose, and she says she's on somebody else's phone. So she's borrowing a friend's phone who's from Temecula, and she's calling me from, I think, downtown San Jose. But then I called her back and had about a 5-minute conversation with her to try to figure out who the fuck she was. And she was just like, no, I'm in Echo Park. And I was like, what? You're in Echo Park? That's in L.A. That's the neighborhood I lived in L.A. And I was just like, okay, I don't know what the fuck is going on here. So I like... we got disconnected or something. And then, no, she's like, oh, I got to call you right back. I was like, all right, fine. So she got off the line, and then she called me back, and I was getting ready for my show, so I missed the call. So I don't know. What approach do you think I should take here?
I don't know. Maybe.
This is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking.
So with the whole, the radio show, we're off.
Yeah,
the
I'm going to say, I think, I for some reason, I want to think, say that she's, that I know her from BTR, but maybe I don't. I don't know. She said her name was Sunny, or Sunshine, or something. So I'm just gonna like be like, hey, Sunshine, how's it going, baby? I was like, sorry, I didn't call you back because, you know, I was starting a radio show, and this is my co-host here, and you're actually on the air. I hope you don't mind, but it sounds like you're at a party. What's going on? Let's meet up, type of thing, you know?
Hey, well, let's just do it.
And then at some point you chime in and go, oh, hey, how do you guys know each other?
Yeah.
And I'll just be quiet.
Okay,
I'll just be
what
quiet.
What was your name and how'd you meet?
Yeah. Totally.
Good.
All right. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to get her number out and call her right now. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Hello? Hey, Sunshine. It's Vince.
Hi.
Where are you?
I called you back, but it went straight to voicemail.
Oh. Yeah, no. I was getting ready to do my BTR show. I'm actually doing my BTR show right now.
What's that?
It's my radio show, my Blog Talk radio show. Did I tell you about that?
No.
Oh, my God. Cool. It's like my new crack, dude. I'm on it fucking 24/7.
Well, I saw the things on, like, some things on the card, but I didn't know what they were.
Things on what card?
On your, the card you gave me.
On my
I
card?
Saw, like, some addresses, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not on there. No.
Okay.
This is a new one. if you go to a blog, it's called blog, like a blog.
Uh-huh.
Blog Talk, like talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
Blogtalkradio.com.
Wait, wait. Okay. Let me see.
Type it into the internet. Go blog talk radio.
Wait. Let me just write it down because I'm not allowed.
What are you, retarded? That. Can't you just remember it? It's blog talk radio / VTOCCE.
Yeah, you think again. You think again. No. Sorry.
Okay, you really confused me this morning. I woke up and I was like hungover and I got your message and I was like, wait, she got kicked out of Mission Ale House, so you're in downtown San Jose?
No. Radio. No, I was just mentioning that I had moved up there and then I got kicked out.
Oh. Oh, I thought you were here. I was like, fuck. And you're like, oh, meet me at the fireworks. And I was like, oh, shit, there's a party. I'm fucking going. Fuck my radio show.
Oh, my God. You sound like you're on the show right now.
I am on the show right now.
Blog Talk.
You're on the show. You're on the show right now.
Blog Talk Radio. Okay, I almost remembered it all. Blog Talk Radio.
It's blogtalkradio.com.
Oh, got it. .com. And then?
/ VTOCCE.
Oh, you.
Yeah. Oh, me, yeah.
Cool.
Or you know what? You have my email, right?
Probably. I have a
You have my card. You said you have my card with like 50 different addresses. You should at least have my email in there somewhere.
I'm making you a gift, and it's a brand new card with one, or, you know, simplistic, minimal, with a really rad pink flamingo.
Oh, sick.
And I hope the pink flamingo is still your logo.
Right. So you're
well,
so
whatever.
Yeah. What cafe are you at right now? You got kicked out of where? What? Tell me what happened.
Okay. So I started driving up north and I just stopped. Let's just skip it all. I was driving back down south and I stopped in San Jose. And I was just like on a freeway. I was like, wow, okay, San Jose seems like it's kind of big, but I don't think it's this big because it's butt off. But it was downtown San Jose. And it was, I was like, oh, well, this must be a Starbucks. I didn't know San Jose was big, like, you know, bigger than Burbank or something. I don't know. And then I get off, and I'm like, okay, Saint Streets, right? Because I'm on a mission and I'm being guided by saints, right? Saints and angels. So I'm like, well, San Felipe must be this way because here's all these saints and all these other things. So I stop on like Santa Clara or something like that. And Maine, it could have been Maine. Who knows what it was? Third or something like that. And there's a Starbucks. I'm like, okay, maybe my best friend's working in there. I'm going to go get her. It takes me 20 years to park, but right before I turn the corner to find parking for Starbucks, I see Mission. And I just was like, oh, my God, it's the place he was talking about that I was hearing about. But I have a question for you. Was it a brewery or was it a coffee brew?
Mission Ale House is a brew pub.
Was that what you were telling me to go to, though?
Mission Ale House? Mission Ale House is it's chill. I think it's still there. It's
That's
just a small little bar. Usually has chicks in there behind the bar with nice cleavage to look at.
Yeah.
And you know, San Jose, pretty much anywhere you go in San Jose is going to be kind of cheese ball. The places I like to hang out at are down over by South First, over there by Original Joe's. There's like a couple cafes there that are cool to chill out on the patio.
I think that was Gay Pride Day over there.
Uh-huh. Honey, it's Gay Pride Day here every day. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I did see that fest, except for it was just, like, not where I expected it. You're right. Oh, man.
Fuck
you. So, okay. Yeah. So,
I'm in San Jose now. I'm up in the Bay Area now.
You mean, I know, like right now, but we're living.
Yeah.
You're back and forth.
No, I'm not back and forth anymore. I had a place in Echo Park for a while. And like last week, I got rid of it.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, I'm still moving out of mine. I got evicted like 7 months ago.
Oh yeah.
So
I'm still in transitional phase.
I'm topping it off with fireworks and climbing an 80-foot tree. I wish you could be here to like film.
Dude, you need to get a video camera and just videotape yourself. You can send it to me and I'll edit it for you.
Okay. I'll send you all the footage. But baby, don't come downstairs looking for me. Come on, inside. Oh, my dog.
Are you talking to me?
No. My wet dog. Why is she wet? Oh. What did they do to her?
I don't know.
My wet dog.
Hey, do you want to meet my friend Wayne De La Ghetto?
Uh-oh. Who?
He's one of my correspondents here on my program.
He's here?
His name's Wayne De La Ghetto. No, he's not on the line. We're going to check in with him in a minute.
Because
you're basically, I hope you understand, you're basically a guest on my show right now.
Yeah, you know what? That happened to me before.
Yeah, I've sabotaged you. You're now on, you're now making internet history here. This is all being documented. Watch what you say.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they don't say what they said when I was on the video version of this.
Oh, I don't like doing the video version.
I don't either.
It's better. I like it better just the audio. I like to let my imagination
do. You can do cartoons to it.
Yeah.
Wow. No, I'm better than a cartoon. Cartoon can never do it. All right, I need to take a shower.
You're going to take a shower? Do you mind letting us just keeping the phone on while you take a shower?
I smell bad. Maybe the wind will blow it up. I don't know. It's a toothpaste. Maybe it'll make it. My hair is pretty nappy.
Well, see, that's the great thing about radio is the smell doesn't play on radio, so it doesn't matter how bad you smell.
I thought it made it, like, 10 times stinkier. Oh, God, my dog is screaming. Okay.
Oh. Is that metaphorically or literally?
Oh. Whoops. I don't know. Somebody was supposed to bring me shampoo, and here it is. I guess they're busy. No, my dog is screaming.
You want to take care of him real quick? I can call you back if you...
That's the other dog. She just does that because she knows it sounds very scary. I'll let you hear it.
Okay.
I just not there. I'll walk. Come on, Mike. She's a baby. She's only 2 months old. Come on. Uh-oh. No, they're going to call animal control me. She'll, like, look to the side at the wall. Like, look at how she's reacting.
Hey, do you like Weezer?
Oh, she stopped. Huh?
Do you like Weezer?
Weed?
No, Weezer. Yeah, no. Do you like weed? Yeah, that's another question. Do you like weed?
I know. I thought you said Weeze.
No, I meant Weezer, like the band Weezer.
Is that what it is you're playing?
No. That's just my background music. That's like you know when you're at the Oscars and they start playing music under you to cue you that you have to wrap it up. That's what we do on this program.
My wolf dog girl boy. That's a cute girl. And then and flamingo in the Philippines. Okay.
There it is.
Wow.
Me row, sister.
Aww.
We'll be right back. Hang on. You're listening to Mega Show. It's not Mega Show. It's Sunday Afternoon at Vince. Be right back.
When I was younger, I used to go into California. Actually, I didn't do that because I didn't want the cat to be sad. Some of my friends did. They were all just a little bit wicked. They throw up mailboxes. Baseball back over the wrecked head. On Halloween, you can forget it. They throw out necks into traffic. Toilet paper, the fences. Stole the tables, chairs, and the benches. After practice, sometimes we were breaking the method. Causing damage. Burning amplifiers and mic stands. Everybody gets dangerous. Everybody gets dangerous. Hockey games on folding pounds, no safety pads were ever put on. Driving home on country roads, 65 in the 25 zone. And my parents were still
every one of us. Everybody gets dangerous. Everybody gets dangerous. Ooh, yeah. Everybody gets dangerous. Everybody gets dangerous. Ooh, yeah. Everybody gets dangerous. Everybody gets dangerous.
Back.
Like
Sonny,
sit.
What's up?
You sit down at your blanket window. You sit.
I'm trying to get my dog to sit and she won't because the baby's just scratched me on my face.
Wow.
The baby dog, the puppy just kissed me like 2 times in a row. Oh, she just kissed me again. And I said, and then I said kiss again. I knew I'd put it in and she scratched me across the face.
Wow.
With her big old puppy paw. She grew. She's growing right now.
Oh, something's growing right here right now, too.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that on the air? My bad. Hey, Sexy Mojo, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Sonny, I want you to meet my friend Sexy Mojo. She's here.
Hey there, Sonny.
Hi.
We're hanging out on this. She's my co-host today.
Well, she sounded like a toy.
No, she's not a toy. I mean, I treat her like a toy sometimes. And she does bark, too, sometimes when I ask her to. And she
I have never barked.
Oh, she does sound like a toy.
But no, I reciprocate, though. I do, I won't have her do anything that I wouldn't do.
Does that mean tomorrow night you go on all fours, since?
Absolutely. It would be my pleasure and honor.
Wow.
I bet it would.
I'm willing to do my duty. I'm willing to do anything but duty, but I will do my duty.
So you'll take one for the team?
Absolutely, ma'am.
Right. My dog's sassy. Uh-oh, she's crying again. My dog is feeling.
Your dog's crying?
She's a wolf, and she's feeling you guys through the airways. She's ready.
What's her name?
Ready. La lucha continua. Lucha. Lucha.
Like lucha libre?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Mwah.
If you want to join us here on the air, the number is 347-826-7667. Join us here with Sunshine, Lucha, and Sexy Mojo. We're going to try to get a hold of Wayne De La Ghetto here. Wayne De La Ghetto is on a weed strike. He's not smoking weed. in solidarity with his friend Abu, who hasn't gotten laid in almost 200 days now. So we're trying to get our friend Abu laid so our other friend Wayne can start smoking weed again.
I'm going to start. I tried.
Maybe you can introduce Abu to your friend Sunshine.
Abu?
I don't know if Sunshine's ready for Abu, to be quite honest.
So I think how entertaining it would be for the rest of us.
It would be pretty amazing. I have to admit. Abu, yeah. Yeah, you gotta, it's kind of scary when people's names, you know, rhyme with poo.
No.
I understand.
That's
I feel
good.
That.
I wasn't even thinking that. Abu. I know.
Gesundheit.
Oh my god. I think I popped my lung. No. Okay. Don't
what?
Don't ever introduce me to him. Okay. Where's Abu?
All right, I'm going to check and see if I can find Abu. You ladies talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a topic. Hamburgers. They're not ham nor burgers. Discuss amongst yourselves.
Hamburgers? What? Did you say hamburgers?
Ah.
Oh, hot dogs. Watch out. Oh, man. No, not his hot.
So where is Sunshine calling from?
Hey, guess what? Are you guys there?
Yes.
Hello? You still there, ladies?
I think your friend Sunshine hung up.
No, did she really? Oh, man, I was going to introduce her to Wayne De La Ghetto, dude.
I'll call her back.
Fuck. Okay, that means I got to call her back. And then call Wayne De La Ghetto. Let's get Wayne De La Ghetto first. Let's do that. Then I'll call her back.
I'm learning so much about you,
Vince. Hey, are you there? Sexy Mojo, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Sorry. Sorry about the dead air there. I accidentally hung up on myself. Oh, I'm such an idiot. I need somebody to be my board op because, like, it's too much. I mean, I'm you know, I can handle the technology, but handling the technology and also, like, you know, trying to make sure, you know, the air is, there's something going on all the time is just not feasible. So what are you doing today? What are you up to today?
Absolutely nothing. That's why I'm here.
Sweet. Yeah. Procrastination nation.
Totally. I was supposed to go visit a friend, but I'm not in the mood, so I figured I'd just hang out at home.
And wait, what part of the country are you in? I forgot.
I'm in Oregon.
Oh, you're in the West Coast.
I'm just right above you.
Oh, yep. That's where I like you.
Right on top.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I love the people in Oregon. They're all free love and granola and hemp and no taxation without representation. They're good people up there.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of music, what kind of music are you into?
You know what? In all honesty, I'm totally 80s.
Really?
I am.
God, unfortunately, I don't have any 80s queued up, but, like, what are some of your favorite artists?
You know, I like Poison and Def Leppard, and I'm so embarrassed to admit all this.
Wow. No, that's okay. It's, let it out. Let it out, honey. It's fine.
Let it out.
Let it out? Or are you Canadian?
I am.
Ooh, what part of Canada?
BC.
Oh, sweet. So you're fucking hardcore West Coast, true and true.
Yep.
Just Northwest. And you're the real Northwest up there.
Yep. So,
you
okay,
like,
who's this chick?
Okay, so this chick.
You guys, like, have sex? And was
no.
Oh,
no, God, no. Oh, God, I'd hate to know what that would be like. No, this chick, I was, when I was living in L.A., there was this coffee shop I used to go to, and I was in this coffee shop one time really early in the morning waiting for it to open, and I was hanging out outside, and this girl was just kind of like, I thought she was like a transient for a while. She seemed like she was like all hipstered out, this black chick, but her hair was all straightened out, and she's all hipstered out. And she's kind of spacey, and she had her little dog with her, and I was just like, fuck, this chick's fucking cracked out. And so, like, I'm just minding my business, like, waiting for the coffee shop to open, and I guess she's doing the same, and she's just, like, you know, just kind of just, like, fumbling around with herself, and I'm just like, damn, this girl's fucking, and then she, like, comes up to me and starts talking to me, and her van, and it turned out she had a van right there, like, this big white, you know, cargo van that was empty, and she's like, yeah, I'm on my way up to San Francisco. I'm going to go to Santa Clara. I was like, no way. That's where I'm going right now too. She's like, oh, cool. I was like, yeah, right on. And I gave her my card that had like all my websites and bullshit on it.
Uh-huh.
And, I guess she hung on to it and remembered me at some point. Like I hadn't heard from her until now. I mean,
so
I met her, gave her. What?
How long ago did you meet her?
This was maybe a couple months ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
That's not too long ago, and you forgot her.
I totally forgot. Yeah, I was just completely thrown for a loop because I saw the Temecula number, and I was like, oh, shit, what's this? And I didn't recognize the voice.
That's crazy, though.
Well, no, I had to talk to her for a little bit, and eventually I got to it, and when she told me that she had my card, and then it started to click, and I figured it out.
Okay.
So how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I am 36.
Wow, that's exactly how old I am.
I know, I heard that.
We're like twins.
I don't think so, but okay.
Well,
this
right.
Means our parents had sex around the same time.
Right, so that means we should have sex around this time.
Okay.
All right, well, let's go have some sex. I'm going to play this track here, and we'll get down to business, and we'll come right back. If you want to join us, the number's 347-826-7667. Once again, that's 347-826-7667. Join myself and Sexy Mojo as we guide you into the next half an hour here. Thank you, Beneath Everything, and Michael Jackson's Ghost for holding things down in the chat room. You guys are my people. I appreciate it. Although I have to, you know, I really want to give Sexy Mojo an 80s track, and I could so easily do a Michael Jackson song, but I'm not because I right now I am abstaining just as much as Abu is. I'm not going to play a Michael Jackson track on my show until Michael Jackson's Ghost calls into my show and requests it himself in person. And chatting in the chat room doesn't count. He's got to call in. So in the meantime, we're going to do a little timeout here. God, what's the closest thing I have to an 80s song that isn't Michael Jackson? This is tough. I really want to help out Sexy Mojo here. Okay, this is the best I can do. This is a little patriotic block here. I'll be right back with Sexy Mojo. And believe me, fellas, she's bringing the sexy and the mojo. And we'll get back to her in just a minute right here on BTR. Give me a call at 347-826-7667.
That got the taste. Where is the supply that's gonna last 3 days? Where is the plan that life on fire? Gonna keep it going 24 hours. The boy.
talks about my super theory of super everything. Donald Trump or be an anarchist, make sure that your wedding doesn't end up like this. I understand the cultures of a different kind, but here word celebration just doesn't come to mind.
Okay, we're back. Sorry about that dead air. I was muted and I was outside, and my bad. Sexy Mojo, you still there?
I am.
Hey, sorry about that, baby. You know what? I should have just left you unmuted, so if I came back before the song ended, you could just fill in the air with your sexiness.
There you go.
Okay, so next time you're on the air with me, next time you're on the air with me, that's what's going to happen. I'm just going to leave you unmuted, and then when the song stops and we don't hear anything, you can just start talking.
Okay. I'm there for you.
Excellent. So what else you got going on today? In about 20 minutes, my show ends here. We can go into VIP if you want to take this offline, by all means.
And what exactly do you want to do offline there, Vince?
We can talk about the day's events. We can discuss, you know, current events, news items. We can engage in any sort of stimulating conversation you desire.
So the choice is mine?
Yeah, it's all up to you. It's your show.
Oh, I like that. I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah,
I like
if anybody else.
Concept.
If anybody else wants to get in on this, you got about 15 minutes to call in. The number's 347-826-7667. It's Vince here with you, along with Sexy Mojo. We had a lot of fun there calling, was it Sunshine or Sunny? I forgot what the fuck her name
Psycho.
Was. Yeah, she was fucking nuts, dude.
So Michael Jackson's ghost says he's going to call in soon.
He always says that. He's not calling in. He has no fucking
loser.
Balls. He's a real Michael Jackson ghost. He has no balls. He's not going to do it.
What is up with that?
I don't know. The dude has got some problems. I have a ton of Michael Jackson tunes to play too, some really good Michael Jackson songs, but I'm just not playing him because he's not calling into my show.
Okay, well then I'll just keep pestering until he does.
All right. In the meantime, let's do some Disco Partizani to get warmed up for the VIP here. Give us a call at 347-826-7667.
My baby came down from Romania. She was the queen of Tanzania. But now we live in suburbia without any friends about her here. My baby came down from Romania. She was the queen of Tanzania. But now we live in suburbia without any friends about her here.
Zani. That's Chantel here on your Sunday afternoon BTR experience here with Vince. Got about 10 minutes left. We're gonna in this next 10 minutes, we're gonna jump over and check out Dr. Wayne De La Ghetto. He's guest hosting right now on Milwaukee Music, and I'm gonna check over with him. All right, Wayne's on, so we're gonna pipe him in.
Hold up.
Wayne De La Ghetto, you're on with Vince in the Bay. I'm here with Miss Sexy Mojo. Let me pull her up on the line here. We're just popping in to do a simulcast, see what's up over here on Milwaukee Music. What you got popping over here?
Okay. Today we you know what I'm saying, dropped a couple of exclusive tracks from one of artists in our camp, they will from the mill. Oh, shit. What the fuck? This is not what the fuck. It's Milwaukee Music. Let's keep the what the fuck to a minimum, please.
Those two shows, what the fuck? That's people.
Okay. Did I lose that?
No, I'm here. So what's up with Jay Will's mixtape? I saw on In the Building that Jay Will was apparently having some beef with Chicago Larry, and we're waiting to hear that mixtape drop. So to get the scoop, what's the deal?
Oh, well, today early on What the Fuck Radio, if y'all have been there for it.
What's our name?
Green Bay Harry. You know what I'm saying?
On internet radio.
Gave a bootleg to Petey Green of the Jay Will mixtape. Well, a couple tracks up off of it, including a secretly recorded interview between Jay Will from the Mill and Chicago Harry.
Larry,
whatever the fuck.
Larry, goddammit.
You can
get links. You can get the free. Okay. All right, it's going to be Larry's, Harry's, Jerry's, whatever the fuck.
Right. So do you guys have that track to play? Are you playing it on Mill Music? Did I miss it?
Oh, yeah. We dropped that earlier, man. That was like the first half hour.
You got to have that in heavy rotation, bruh.
I told them we should fully saturate the market with it, but they wasn't feeling me.
Hey, you can have an exclusive. My listeners haven't heard it. They just popped in here for a second. Play it right now, dude.
Okay, that's it. Plug them. Platinum motherfucking goddess.
Every 4 hour shows.
Hey,
who is that fool back there talking? What the fuck is going on?
That's Platinum motherfucking goddess.
Yo, what up, Larry? What's
AKA
going on, man? Man,
somebody in the background.
A lot of bullshit going on.
A lot of bullshit.
In the building, but you been running.
Oh, yeah, there
you
go. All right, mute some bitches.
That's what I do. You ain't on some other shit. You know what I'm talking about, motherfucker? Said you trying to turn me against you in the building. You know, that ain't going to never happen.
trying with the fucking problem.
Milltown collaboration.
That's how we
Mill Nation, baby.
Out,
Sky NT. You know what it is.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? That's one of the two tracks that was leaked early from J. Will mixtape. I don't know what went down with the audio on the interview right there earlier. It's supposed to be a little clearer than that, but yeah, that's pretty much what it do. Everybody still muted and shit?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Miss PG put y'all on the timeout, so stop talking for a second till we get y'all mics back on so they don't waste no words. Okay, Vince, you good?
What's good? That was cool, man. It sounds
okay,
like
big thing. Talk
that?
To your foreground, not your background, man. I know we might have to mute him back, because he ain't a foreground. But yeah, that was that exclusive joint. What's that called? Get Money by J. Will from the Mill with the Gear.
Hello? Yeah, what
yeah,
the fuck?
Can y'all hear me?
No, we can't.
Yeah, I can
Shut
hear
up.
You.
What's
cracking, y'all? Nothing much. Did you hear that J. Will exclusive
shit?
I came
in.
I called it
right at the end because I set the phone down for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm listening from the phone. And when I jump back on, I keep kind of caught the tail end.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's hot shit. I like it. But damn it, y'all like it.
Well, yeah, so I'm guessing all this time he's been disappearing and gone from shows. He's been in the studio banging out the mixtape. Supposedly that should be through by, what, the end of the month, something like that?
Yeah, you said August, I do believe.
Yeah.
So this is an exclusive we're getting right here that J. Will is going to be releasing this
yeah.
really soon?
Yeah.
That's what's up. You know this is being simulcast both on Mill Music and my show, right?
Okay.
Oh, I also wanted to let you know, if you tune in to last night's bobblehead, tune in at about the 13-minute mark left in the show.
That was
and,
you smoking.
And I'm sorry, but I did a little boo boo. I was a naughty boy. I crashed the entire BTR system by doubling it over onto itself and shutting down the matrix.
So that was you that did that shit.
I bridged your show with that other chick's show, Sweet's show.
Mm-hmm.
And like Miss Tasha was on Sweet's show, like talking like. Telling Miss Sweet like how she did such a great job on her new show. Meanwhile, you're hearing piped in the background 59150 and Miss PG going to town. And if you listen to it, listen to it real carefully. Just focus on Ace Killer. That dude's reactions, he's like, oh, he's, you just hear him, like, every once in a while, he's just like, oh, man, I don't know what's going on. I'm hearing a lot of stuff right now. I got to get out of here.
You know what? You know
listen
what?
To,
I think something's going on. Once you get on that merger, we heard somebody actually getting the job done by themselves. It was some man in the background jagging.
Yeah.
We believe it was you, Vince.
No. I was up to mischief.
Yeah, we heard
I was, like,
some
connecting
gay dudes
all these
in the
shows
background.
Together and shit. Oh, so fucking hilarious.
With you.
Listen to the last 15 minutes of Bobblehead from last night, and you'll pee your pants, I swear to God. At about 3 minutes
left. He was like, what the fuck is this shit?
About 3 or 4 minutes left to go on the show, you hear Miss PG's just like, what the fuck is going on here? Who the fuck is that bitch? And Ace through the whole thing, Ace is just like, oh, man, I got to get out of here. I can't. Oh, man, what's going on? Oh, I was crying so hard listening to
I knew it was your ass and him walked all them shows together. We knew it was you.
Hey, where y'all hanging out there from here, man?
Vince, close your show.
What? Oh, you want me to? You want me to?
I'm about to be over.
No, I'm gonna go into the VIP with my sweet Mojo here, and we'll be back. We'll meet you guys.
Oh,
you guys
okay. I'm like, we hear everybody self-seeing and shit.
Yeah, you guys
now,
are going back.
Now, what you say? Oh, Big D out of here. He left.
You guys are going for another half an hour, right?
Yeah, we still got to know in the half an hour. Yeah.
All right, well, I'll pop back over there in a minute. I gotta take care of sweet Mojo real quick.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
good night.
Right. You know it takes 20 minutes a day. Every day 20 minutes. You gotta go drag off. But that shit was fucking hard. I'm like, who the fuck is other motherfuckers? I'm like, can these motherfuckers hear me? What the fuck?
Hey, Mojo, you there?
I am.
Oh, wow. Cool. I was afraid I was going to drop the wrong line. But we're in the VIP now. Nobody else called in, so it's just you and I.
We're all alone.
Yeah, you finally have me all to yourself.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I'm going to dim the lights now. I'm going to light some candles, fluff the pillows, and get you your glass of wine here.
Okay, can I let you in on a little secret?
Please do.
I'm more of a candle wax over candles, and I'm more of a vodka over wine.
Oh, I've got both of those too. We can keep the candles lit, turn them upside down, and let them drip in your rock hard nipples. And what was the other thing? A vodka coming right up.
Yeah.
Like it's straight on the rocks. You what? Like a lemon drop? What do you want?
I haven't had a lemon drop in a while.
All right, coming right up.
So how long have you done this?
BTR?
Not the sex part,
BTR, I've been doing BTR for 2 weeks now, I think. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I did college radio back in the day. I've always loved music. I've always loved radio, and I've always been told I have a good voice for radio or announcing or whatever. And I just like to have fun with it. And I guess God blessed me with this unique voice, and I think I have some unique ideas too. And BTR is just another venue for me to have fun and use my voice now. And I love filmmaking. That's my first, I think my first love is filmmaking, I think. Like, I do a lot of video. If you go to my YouTube, I got like something like 130 fucking videos on there that I've made. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I went to film school. I made a short film, and I made a few shorts and documentaries and stuff. And did a lot of production work. Worked as a sound guy for a long time. Did some editing. Shot a lot of stuff. Shot a lot of concert videos and stuff. And over the years, amassed a huge body of work that is mostly just personal films, vanity projects, really. But mixed in with some legitimate shit too. And that's what I love to do is filmmaking. But filmmaking is such a time-consuming process. It's a long road from conception to fruition and getting an actual reaction from an audience or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I prefer something immediate. Like if I had to do it all over again, I'd probably be a musician because, they have, they do a concert and they're getting immediate feedback, their immediate interaction with their audience. It's like
yeah,
first
instant gratification.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of what the BTR is for me. Like, it's kind of, instant feedback, which I love. And it's another venue, again, for me to voice my opinion. And, I always loved doing radio, and I've always, fantasized about getting back into radio and really trying to do, a real legit show and stuff. But I've just been too lazy. and finally BTR has given me a, it's made it so fucking easy. I don't have to move, you know?
Well, that's cool.
I'll just keep doing this and then see where it goes. I mean, I like it more than anything as just like a social networking tool, meeting interesting people around the world and having interesting conversations with people of like mind or completely different, come from a completely different perspective, you know? It's always fascinating. Mm-hmm. That's like, it's really hard not to find at least one show on at any one time that I could somehow lock into and listen to.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten me away from TV, which I think is really good. It's like if I'm going to zone out on something, I think it's funner to have it like something that's interactive like BTR as opposed to, you know, TV, which is just like a one-way, it's a one-way stream. You don't get to talk back to it.
I mean, it's like my third day and I'm addicted. It's horrible. I need to stop.
Oh, you've only been on this 3 days?
Yeah, I just... night.
How'd you find out about my show?
You know what? I just found it. My friend wants to start a radio show. And so I was like, okay, well, let's go online and see what we can find. And so I just Googled and found this. And then I bumped into you guys, which I thought was totally cool because I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, good people here. Are you on Twitter? Did I already ask you that?
No. She did it. I am so ignorant when it comes to all this stuff. If you want to know the truth, I am not, I don't know. Twitter to me is like allowing stalkers in your life.
Oh, I know. I love it because I'm a stalker and I like that people are opening up their lives to me.
Yeah, see, I'm totally like in... to voyeurism, but not, I don't know, my actual life.
Yeah.
If all I did was, like, Twitter about my sex life, then fine, that's one thing, but I don't know.
Wow, do you have a real fascinating sex life that's Twitterable?
I don't think it is. I think it's kind of boring right now because I got into a relationship and that kind of screwed it.
Yeah, relationships have a way of fucking up your sex life, I know.
It did. So got out of that, and now I'm, like, thinking, okay, do I really want to go back into, you know, my old ways?
Uh-oh. I think you'll do just fine. You sound sexy and funny and, like, a really good time, so I don't think you're going to have any problems out there.
Well, thank you. I don't know. I don't think I have any problems.
Yeah. Just let it come to you.
I'm going to snap my fingers and get what I want kind of girl.
Instant gratification, yeah. That's,
it is.
That's how we do. So are you gonna do your own show now, or is that what you're thinking about doing?
Yeah, we're trying. Except, okay, so we went on last night. We were over at her house, and oh my gosh, yeah, we couldn't figure it out. I personally have no problem admitting I'm like a total tard when it comes to stuff. Like, I have other people who do it for me.
Yeah.
And she knows all this stuff. She does Twitter.
Okay.
She does Facebook, all this shit. But
yeah, you need that. You need the yin and the yang.
Yeah. So but we can't figure out how to do it.
It's so easy.
So she called in.
About?
Yeah, see, that's what we were doing. This sounds horrible. We were listening to other people's shows, and they sounded like freaking idiots.
Uh-huh.
And, like, we were laughing at ourselves. Like, oh, my gosh. And we can't figure this out.
Yeah. Well, if you need somebody to help you, like, walk you through it or help you engineer or whatever, it's really easy. You just go to your – when you go to – you have an account, obviously, right?
Yeah.
And then when you open it up – when you open up, like, the regular BTR page – see if I can open it here. Up in the right-hand corner, there's a thing that says My Blog Talk Radio.
Uh-huh.
You click on that, and then you know how to add a show, right?
Yes.
And you go to, like, there's the two tabs. When you get to your My Blog Talk Radio, there's My Content and then My Account.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to My Account, and then you already have your episode loaded, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then so let's say your episode starts in 15 minutes, right? So you go to the My Account tab, and you'll see under the green thing that says My Blog Talk Radio. Do you see that? Or do you know what I'm talking about? Underneath that, there's like different options like add an episode, add a file, add a blog post. And then the fourth thing down is My Switchboard. And that's what you... And then so like 15 minutes before your show starts or somewhere, you know, within that time period, click on My Switchboard, and then that pops out your switchboard, and then that gives you all the information for your show. It shows you what time it starts, what time it ends. It allows you to Twitter it if you have a Twitter account, and it gives you a host number to call in, and that's the number you call in as the host. And mm-hmm. under that, there's a host PIN, and when you call in, it'll say, please enter your PIN now.
It'll ask you, yeah. Okay, so we got that far.
Yeah, you enter your PIN, and you press pound, and it says, your show will start in 5 minutes. And then it says, press 1 for more instructions, press 2 to host your show. You press 2, and when you press 2, your microphone's on, you're hosting your show, you're there, you're on. And depending on whether you, like when you scheduled your show, like you see, if you there's an option when you're scheduling your show to put a startup song, like you can choose you can upload a song, and then like if you select it on that tab, it'll automatically play when your show starts.
Oh, cool.
So you call in like a couple minutes before your show starts. You do all that, you press 2, you're hosting your show, you're sitting there, it's just dead silence, you hear like, well, 2 minutes till your show is live, or whatever, and it counts it down for you, and then when it goes live, you'll hear, Blog Talk Radio, and it'll go straight into your song, and then when your song's done, boom, you're on the air, unless you go into the switchboard and mute yourself, you're already live, so... You just start talking.
So probably us sitting there talking last night, like everyone, well, not nobody was in there, but people could probably hear us then. That's funny.
And you can start a chat too. Did you see how to start the chat?
Yeah, where you hit that green button.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, because that's what I kept telling her to do. I was like, okay, start the chat. I was like, everybody goes in there and chats. And so yeah. But no one was ever in there. And does it show you if people are listening?
It does show you all the people. Like at a certain point during the show, it'll like at the very bottom of the chat, they'll flash up the icons, the avatars of all the people that have tuned in at some point during the show. So
mm-hmm.
I'd say, I don't know, maybe like a third of the way into your show, you'll see all the people that have logged in and listened to the show online. But that doesn't mean there's not somebody listening, like on their phone, on their mobile. Like I don't know if it necessarily records who, like if you go on Twitter and you put a post, here's a link to my show, and somebody like me with an iPhone, right? Like I can go onto Twitter and see your Twitter saying, here's the link for my show, I'm live right now, and then I can click on that, and it'll take me to this mobile site for BTR, and then it'll give me options to either call into your show or just listen to it on my phone. And those people, I don't think, show up on your thing. So you could have people potentially listening to you and have no idea that they're there. So don't necessarily think that just because your chat is empty that nobody's listening, because there could be somebody listening. And even if there isn't anybody listening, like you'll have it in your archives, and so you know.
I know. How do we delete that?
You can go in. There's the add and edit shows. You go into that, and you can delete shows like that.
Okay.
Sure.
Because I totally do not want that. Because she was saying like.
You know what? Nobody goes in the archives unless somebody like says, "Oh, you got to check the archives." So and so like. It was masturbating at hour 1, you know, minute 23. Listen to it.
Okay.
Nobody, trust me, no one is going to, like, no one goes out of the way to look at my archives. You know, I don't even do it. I just do it, like, every once in a while, maybe I'll do it just to see how I sound and see if there's something I want to critique about my voice. Because, like, I notice that I pause a lot and go, and just make little weird nervous tics. Like everybody's got some nervous crutch that they rely on, and I try to minimize those. So every once in a while, I'll go back and listen to my shows just to critique that. But I don't think, on average, anybody really goes back and listens to their show, except for the real hardcore geekazoids on here that are obsessed with, like I had some woman call into my show. She's like, "Hi, my name's Sunny." And I was like, "Hey, Sunny." She's like, "Uh-huh. I think you called into my show once, Vinny." And I was like, "Okay, Sunny." She's like, "Can I call you Vinny?" Yeah, sure, Sonny. You can call me Vinny. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you ever need any advice, just let me know, Vinny. And I was like, all right. Okay, yeah, sure, thanks, appreciate it. I've done over 200 shows, Vinny. And I was like, holy shit, honey. But I'm not going to be like, you know, at 4-5 in the morning, you know, she's my only caller, and I'm not going to, like, run her out of the room because, like, fuck, I'm desperate to talk to somebody.
Yeah. You had one, like, at 3 o'clock this morning, didn't you?
Yeah, I did the super late after party, which didn't really turn into amount to anything, really. It was a waste of time, actually. Although, at the end of the show, Tasha called in and Sunny called in, and that made it fun. Normally I do 7 p.m. Pacific during the week. Like 2 hours from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So this is going to, let's see, when did we go off the air? Was it like, what time was it?
Wasn't it like 3:30?
3:30. So, yeah. So we could keep doing this for another half an hour or whatever. Or we could go, there's 14 minutes left in Milwaukee Music. You want to go check out Wayne and see what he's doing?
Okay, how do I do that?
You just stay right there. Hang on a second.
Oh, okay. I can do that.
I ain't been in the building today. I ain't been on Young Building. Ain't been no bills.
This shit is really damn ridiculous. But it is what it is. YoungBuildingNotName.com is a site for your children that's safe. Ain't got to worry about no problems, because if there is anything, that will be booted off. But you know, if you're grown and you're trying to get your grown and sexy on, you can go to AnyBuildingNotName.com where it goes down.
Hey.
Goodness gracious. We done made it through another episode of Milwaukee Motherfucking Music. We got Vince back on the line. We can let him on.
Hey.
We got 13 minutes. I'm pretty sure he's going to kill them all. That's funny, Vince.
Hey, what it do, Miss PG?
Not too much. Just doing Milwaukee Motherfucking Music.
Yeah, I heard that. I just wanted to call in and say what's up.
Aw, that's so nice of you, Vince.
Hey, so what happened with you and Miss Mojo?
Miss Mojo's right here.
Hey.
Okay. Hey,
Miss Mojo.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We were probably sexy, and we got Vince, so you can understand how upset I was.
What?
You know, I was about to sue him for false advertising. I'm like, Vince, you might be sexy to some, but not me, man. Not with the teabagging. Sorry.
No worries, bro. It's not for everything. It's not for everyone.
Y'all is really damn ridiculous.
I'm real. So, what the fuck you doing? What's cracking on your show today, Vince?
Oh, I was just bored and I just did a show. And, I don't know. I had the typical folks come through. Beneath Everything, and Michael Jackson's Ghost, of course, and Thick Things was in there for a second, and then Sexy Mojo was in the building pretty much the whole time. She's my new sexy partner from P-Town up in the 503. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey,
so you know my next question.
Go ahead.
My next question is, you signed up on interbuilding.com and hooked up on a Best Sex 09 friend.
list. And two, will she be judging you come November?
I think I'm actually technically going to be the announcer for the proceedings. I don't think I'm going to be an actual contestant. Now, if Sexy Mojo is thinking about entering as a contestant, that's a completely different matter. And if she does decide to go into that and try to enter that, if she needs any training or I don't know, just if she needs any help leading up to her performance to make sure that she's on the top of her game, I'm happy to be there to help her to be her training partner.
Ah, that is so sweet of you, Vince. You're so good to me.
I know. Hey, are you familiar with the Life Savers?
Also, now I got no pop.
Me?
Yeah. You ever heard of the Life Savers?
Uh-uh.
Oh, they're a crew from Portland. They're like kind of a throwback to old school hip hop. They're really good. I'll play them on my show next time.
Okay. I don't live in Portland. I'm on the coast.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
Sorry.
Are you off the one? Or the 101, I mean?
Yes.
Beautiful up there.
It is.
My bad, I had to look for water from free.
Yeah, I see. I'm professional. I mean, damn, I know we hood radio. Goodness gracious. Is we that damn hood?
Hey, that's why they call me Wayne Ghetto. So, you know, I do some ghetto ass shit sometimes. But no.
Damn right.
She was acting ignorant, man. Damn kids sitting there on the cooler looking off in the distance. I'm asking for water. Usually they be up in your face like, buy water, please. You know, and I'm like, I got to blow the horn. I should have.
Well, you know, they don't be paying attention. They're so used to nobody trying to buy their water. Is it even high enough out there for them to be throwing the water on the street?
Do they do that in Cali?
Do what in Cali?
Sell cold
water.
Do kids
sit outside on the island of the street and try to sell you bottles of water?
No, we have Mexicans that sell fruit there.
Okay.
And homeless people. No, we just have homeless people with signs that just say, give me money. They don't even go out of their way to buy water. They just say, I want some money.
No, our sign said we will work for food. Or they stand at the gas station and say, hey, you think you can spare me some spare your change so I can just catch the bus?
Yeah, we got those.
That's mainly what it'd be. Or the people get the gas from, I pumped your gas for a nickel. Nickel? What the fuck did you want to do with a goddamn nickel?
Those nickels
I'm
add
confused.
Up, PG.
But damn! A nickel?
No, a thing like that is to get you to say yeah, and then hopefully you don't have a nickel. And like the smallest thing you have is a dollar, because you ain't going to have 95 cents for it. You know?
If a bum can make me change, then he don't need my goddamn money.
Hey, and that's what I'm saying. And he's going to claim he ain't got change no matter how much money he got. He could have caught 200 nickels, and he is not going to have change for you. That's how the hustle works. It worked like that with crack, too. Man, let a dope fiend come in with a $100 bill. You ain't getting no change. I got more crack for you. And that's how it works. It works every time. And that's why they always be running around here trying to get change. Because they want to go to the man with $7 at a time and shit. Think it's going to make a difference. Same dope. But anyways, this ain't a smoke session. This is Milwaukee motherfucking music.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. I almost forgot. I mean, we do some of these shows. I got confused. It's 6 minutes left of Milwaukee motherfucking music, so... I'm going to be an asshole, and I'm going to play Jay Will one more motherfucking time.
Hey, I was just going to suggest it.
You what?
I said I was going to suggest it, because you only played that one once, and you played the other one twice.
Okay, so go to Jay Will. I'm back. And here's what it is, Jay Will, hot shit.
Milwaukee News, this is motherfucker.
That's right. You motherfuckers know what it is, man. About to run this shit out. These niggas been waiting on this for so long. Back to the mic, bout goddamn time with KB on the beat, so no less than nine. So five pipes on me, I keep the meal on my mind. What you know about me? Plus I stay up on my grind. What you know about me? I speak verbal rappers verbally when I speak. Touch the flow so cold, you don't need a freezer. But to keep up with me, you might need a visa. See a far be the shit, infinite to the big. But when it comes to blue skies, don't be over and dead. For anybody in the gang, need a competition. Not an album out yet, but bigger than chickens. Moved down south to get a taste of my roots. Then I came back home, tracking niggas with loot. Damn, nigga got old, I was sleeping on time. When I should have been right, wild packs. Back to the mic since the play is intro. West smoking endo. With the Doc, Eminem, and Pinholes. Yeah, them goo-goos still came with pistols. That's the meal for ya, we all on point. Life's a bitch, but up here's deep. So I always stay right and getting better in minutes. Eating niggas up early morning, saving a little for dinner. I need a new dope man, cause we do get prisons.
You just gotta love the way he kind of 8 miles himself just a little bit and call himself black, so you know what I'm saying? Can't nobody else do it.
He said, I'm back, motherfucker.
I thought he said, I'm a black phenomenon. That ain't what they're saying, of course.
I'm just saying.
Don't say black phenomenon.
You know what it is? It's the end of Milwaukee motherfucking music. So as Wayne talks it out, the song that plays at the end of the song will be playing while he talks over.
Hey, are you there? Hello? Mojo. Mojo, did I lose you? No.